Blackstone Audio presents The Scribe, a novel by Matthew Gwynn. This book is read by Lloyd James. For Amy Gwynn Bowling. The more intense is one's love for this planet and its creatures, the greater is one's agony over the evil that twists it. Sensitivity to evil is sensitivity born of love. Geoffrey Burton Russell, Mephistopheles. Il y a dans tout homme, à toute heure, de postulations simultanées, l'une vers Dieu, l'autre vers Satan. Charles Baudelaire, Mon cœur mis à nu. He sank deeper in the dark and the mist aghast, alone, and behind him, in the eternal nights, his wing feathers fell more slowly still. Victor Hugo, Et nox facta est. Exile. From the papers of Thomas Canby, detective, Atlanta Police Force, retired.
Atlanta, in the years just after the war, was a hell of a place. A third of the buildings still rubble, but the people hustling by them as if they didn't see, or as if it didn't matter anymore. The war was history. Streets bristling with people and energy from curb to curb. Peddlers, teamsters, carpetbaggers. This before Vernon had gotten to calling them northern investors with a straight face, and the shell-shocked planters who'd gone bust, come into town from the outskirts to find out there was nothing here for their kind, just like before. And as ever, the trains burning through town down the middle of streets, scattering mules and wagons and men, or running them clean over.